if we are wise, if we're not ignorant of spiritual things, if we have knowledge, then we can protect ourselves. But how do we see life? We are told as Christians to look at life through a different paradigm than from the worldly perspective that we have been brought up in. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, Paul writing to the church says, "If then you were raised with Christ," in other words, if you've been born again, you've been raised, you've been regenerated, you've become alive in Christ, "seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things." So we can set our mind on things above. We can see things from the perspective of the spiritual realm as opposed to the natural realm. That will give us a different paradigm, totally. Eternity's a long time, and some of the things that we do down here are going to indicate how we will spend eternity. So if we constantly kept that before us, I believe we would be looking through a different paradigm and we would begin to act differently. You see, we act according to the way we see things. Paul said, "Set our mind on things above and not on things of the earth." We get an opportunity to look at life whatever way we choose to. We can look at it as being defeated, or we can look at it as from victory. So ask the question, what's holding you back? Do you want change in your life? Do you want to shift your paradigm? Do you think that you even need a paradigm shift? Personally, I do. I want to see different. The longer I am in Christianity, the longer I see the things of this world that are so contrary to the things of Christianity, to the things of the spiritual realm. They're absolutely contrary to the things of the world. The things of Christianity, the things that we hold close in Christian circles, really should rule every area of our lives and should cause us really to be able to find our worth totally in the God of the universe. We come to church on Sunday morning because that's what we're supposed to do, because there's some God that we worship who is far off and we really don't have any connection with him, but we're supposed to do this because he wants it and he demands it. The Bible says that he desires worshipers to worship him in spirit and in truth. We make a choice. Are we going to or not? Are we going to connect in worship? If we will see things from a spiritual dimension, I believe we take these things much more serious. Much more. But you see, the thing is, most of us get our worth from this natural realm. Most of us get our worth from how you treat me. Most of us get our worth from how you look at me. How is it when we do something negative or embarrassing or wrong that we're quite happy with just the Lord knowing, nobody else? We're quite all right with that, aren't we? But yet when we do something kind, when we do something good, we often like for other people to know it. We often like for other people to hear about it. Now we can kid ourselves all we want to think that we're not getting some worth out of that. But we do. We do. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there'll never be anybody greater than him. And if we realized the concept of eternity in the spiritual realm, we would make sure that we are getting our worth from no one but God himself. He is the one who puts value on us, not man. Look at the goodness of God. He's so good. He's so marvelous. He's so tremendous. Look what he has done. It is not what man has done. It's what God has done. And every one of us, we need to make sure that we are getting our value, our worth from God himself. And we can only display that as we praise our awesome Creator. We can only let God know how much we get our worth from him when we're willing to worship and praise him. And again, you decide what that means to you. You decide what worship means to you. Worship is a spiritual thing, and the spiritual realm is more real than this natural realm. Make sure that we get our worth from the right direction.